Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Hello, this is State Senator Tamara Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Here's a look at what we have going on today on the WJPA Sports Network. Semifinal basketball game coming up here at Keystone Oaks. 2A WPIO Wrestling Championships at Chartiers Valley. 3A Wrestling Championships at Canna McMillan. In addition, we'll have Flo Wrestling and NFHS video broadcast at both of those locations, as well as the girls WPIO Wrestling Championships at Mount Lebanon. All told, 16 on the WJPA Green Sports and NFHS broadcast crews today. 16, count them up. Semifinal action will continue on WJPA on Tuesday. Canna McMillan girls, the one seed in the 6A bracket, will take on number 5 Seneca Valley. Number 3 Chartiers Houston will take on number 2 Winchester Thurston in the 2A girls bracket. Action today in the consolations, 2A boys Winchester Thurston's at number 6 Jefferson Morgan. In the 5A girls bracket, everybody who's still playing is already qualified for states. South Fayette Peters in this semi, coming up at noon at Norwin, Thomas Jefferson, Penn Trafford, 2 and 6 seeds. In the fifth place game on Tuesday, Indiana will host Baldwin. In the seventh place game, number 7 Fox Chapel will host Trinity. And also on Tuesday, the losers of our two semifinals will play for third place. Championship game in this bracket set for Friday, 7 o'clock at the Peterson Event Center. Back to Keystone Oaks and David Kling Gymnasium on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills. So she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back to Keystone Oaks, where we're still a few minutes away. Let's take a look at the two teams and how they got here. Tom Drakely beside me. Coach, I know you had a chance to chat with both coaches. Quick little insight from each.
Well, I think that South Fayette is still reeling a little bit from that unexpected tight game with Trinity, and he's got his concerns, and justifiably so, but they are so talented. I just can't see them getting beat, but never say never, because on the other side you have a Peters Township team dead in the water that's playing very, very good. And in talking to Coach Lambert, he said, hey, we've been here, we're the underdog, We feel very comfortable playing them. We're not intimidated by them. So this, I'm telling you, Bob, this could be an outstanding basketball game.
Peters Township on the 20th of January lost to Baldwin. It was their third consecutive loss in section and left them at 7-9.
That's unbelievable.
The defending WPIO champions. And something clicked, and Steve actually talked about it was the Southern Garrett victory that that let them believe that they could play and play together and make it work. Eight straight wins later. South Fayette, since their only loss, that to Miami Country Day School out of Miami, has won 15 in a row, 23-1 overall for the returning PIAA champions. You'll recall these two met in the WPIL final a year ago, the only Pennsylvania team to beat South Fayette in the last almost two full years.
Well, it was Bree Moriel's three from the corner. I can still picture it in my head, and an unbelievable victory.
We're back on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS Visit Greene County pregame show.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
This is Coach Guy Monicalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Welcome back to Keystone Oaks. Let's check out the starting lineups for our two teams. Peters Township under Steve Limberiou. We'll start Bree Morial, averaging 14 points a game. Alina Sopko, averaging 8 points and five boards. Jordan Welsh, a 5'10 sophomore, 8 points a night. 5'6 junior Madden Mell, averaging 5 points, three boards, and a sophomore, 5'6 Taylor McCullough back in the starting lineup, 13-point average. Peters Township at 15-9. South Fayette's 23-1. Starters Layla Wright, a 5'7 junior, 5'8 senior Haley Lamondi, who averages 15. 15 points for Juliet LaRue, a 5'11 senior. 5'9 sophomore Ella Vieira, averaging 8 points a game. And a double-digit scorer, Ryan Oldicker, a 5'11 senior. Our officials, Karen McCleary, Miltiadis Constantine, and Stacy Skirbitz. And we are just about set. Great to have you along. Those of you watching on NFHS and working on the WJPA broadcast as well, our apologies for those of you tuned in there. Opening tip controlled by South Fayette. I don't think the Lions want to get into a slowdown type situation that we saw that they saw in their semifinal, and right away a bucket out front. Layla Wright gets in the paint and scores.
And she was 0 for the day almost in the previous game, so off to a good start for her.
Indians get the ball across the timeline. It's Madden Mel on the dribble, trying to penetrate. Dumped the ball over his shoulder, but bad pass picked off by Lamondi. Ahead quickly to Vieira. Now on the drive, down the lane, going to get a foul call. Haley Lamondi on the dribble drive, and a foul called. And they're going to give foul shots there. Bree Morial called for the foul, her first. That foul was like at the free throw line. Shot won't go for Lamondi. 74% free throw shooter on the year. Second shot also good. 3-0. South Fayette leads 35 seconds in. Morial started to sprint across the timeline and then realized there was a trap set there, so she didn't go across. Circled it back and now gets it on the right side. Side of the lane. Ball goes to Welsh looking for a cutter. McCullough caught that, but was too deep and ended up hitting the bottom of the backboard. Lions recover. Three ball in flight. Lamondi, good. 6-0 South Fayette.
Very talented team, Bob. They're not going to play two bad games in a row.
Pushing foul called on the Lions defensively. And I believe Vieira guilty of the foul. First foul on the Lions. Takeaway on the inbound. Bucket for Juliet LaRue. Timeout, Peters Township. 6:44 to play. Opening quarter, 8-0. Lions back on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes,
man?
Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromise in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
Not intimidated, that may be true, Tom, but South Fayette came and has just sprinted past Peters Township here in the early going.
Well, and they're going to have to weather the storm or they're going right out the building quickly. But I think that game the other night could have been the wake-up call South Fayette needed. So we'll see how this plays out. Peters just has to come down, take their time, and get a basket.
This is not the first time this year this squad's been down eight, that's for sure. To the hoop, Welsh. Try to put a shot up, but going to be ruled out of bounds off Vieira. I don't know that Ella Vieira ever touched that ball. Inbound feed, Sopko to Kiet. Into the right of the lane for the put in. Nice inbound play to Jordan Welsh.
Well, that's what they needed to settle themselves down. Great job on the inbounds play. What a move.
Layla Wright, dribble drive, pull up, score.
Guarding her man-to-man, it's a task.
10-2, Lions, and now Wright with a steal, going to the dish off to Oedeker, and she is fouled hard by Sopko, and free throws coming. 6:06 to play, first quarter, 10-2, South Fayette, back on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Oedeker hits one of two, though a rebound for Vieira on the second, and Oedeker gets to finish off. Kind of an awkward three-point play. But now 13-2, South Fayette out in front. Man-to-man Lions defense. Morial dribbles to the corner. Help comes as well. Pass to McCullough in the midcourt. McCullough dribble drive, puts up a prayer. That won't go. Rebound tipped around and cleared by Juliet LaRue. LaRue, a little stutter step in the front court. Jumper just inside the free throw line, good for a deuce.
It's nice to have five players that can handle the basketball, shoot the basketball, rebound the basketball. They've got a lot of talent.
McCullough turned around by Wright, get the ball across. McCullough just can't get free.
Well, she's tenacious on defense.
Sopko with the left hand working against Oldaker. Bring it to Mel on the near side, covered by Lamondi. 15-2. South Fayette with the lead. Back cut. Shot up by Welsh. Won't go. Tried to keep the rebound alive, but it's tracked down by Ella Vieira, and she fumbled it not once, but twice. Indians get the ball back.
South Fayette looks like they are out on a mission on the defensive end here.
Drive to the hoop. Shot won't go for Sopko, and she's knocked down hard. That turnabout's fair play. At the time, it was Ryan Oldaker delivering the foul back to Sopko, who had given it to her earlier. A couple of free throws coming for Alina Sopko. Indians' first trip to the free throw line. The only points on the board so far belong to Jordan Welsh. Sopko, first shot good. 58% free throw shooter. 15-3, South Fayette in front. Winner goes to the WPIL Finals Friday night at 7 against the Thomas Jefferson Penn Trafford winner. The lefty's second shot is off the mark to the left, and the rebound cleared by LaRue. Quickly up the floor, the Lions do not waste any time finding the front side of the midcourt stripe. Cutter into the paint, little turnaround with the left hand, will not go for LaRue. And a rebound cleared by Mara Radulovic, getting her first trip to the floor. Jordan Welsh trying to go coast to coast. Nice recovery there eventually by Vieira. Radulovic now out to Morial. Steps back, down to the volleyball 10-foot line. One to come near side, and McCullough too well covered. Pass to Welsh, fumbled onto the South Fayette bench.
Well, with the defensive intensity that they have brought today, they are making things extremely difficult for Peters Township to get into any kind of an offense at all, Bob. It's been a tough go so far.
15-3 lead for South Fayette. Kenzie Rumberger, the freshman, on the floor for Brian Bennett. Crossover, step through. Oldaker forced to change the shot. Radulovic made her go wide, and then Radulovic knocked the rebound out of bounds.
Yeah, and that freshman can play, let me tell you.
Jump to the shot, stop off the window, LaRue in. 17-3, South Fayette out in front. McCullough gets it across. McCullough working against Layla Wright. The ball to Sopko. Oldaker has her. Sopko on the drive. Her shot won't go, but a late foul called. 3:34 to play, opening quarter, South Fayette 17, Peters Township 3. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Sopko, one of two on the trip. The foul on Oldaker, her second, and she has checked out of the ball game. Ball goes down underneath. LaRue missed a reverse layup, and Welsh rebounds the miss and double dribbled. She dribbled to control it, cleared traffic, and then dribbled again.
Wow. I am just at awe at the skill level of some of these players for South Fayette, and I'm still trying to figure out what happened the other night. They can play.
Inbound to Layla Wright, and she missed a jumper. Rebound put back, won't go for Rumberger. Wright battling for the rebound. Radulovic tries to feed it to Sopko, and going to be ruled last touch by South Fayette.
Yeah, and when Wright fell, she hit her head pretty hard on the floor, Bob. I think she's fine, but she grabbed at the back of it. Now, this pressure is normally not what South Fayette does, but he said they would try a couple of different things today, so we're seeing that right now.
Sopko working one-on-one, take it coast to coast, banging in hard off the glass.
Well, and I'll tell you what, when you're being pressured the way they are, you've got to drive it. That's a good move by Sopko.
Right, dribbles, puts the ball off Radulovic's ankle and out of bounds. 2:51 to play first quarter. Peters trying to weather the South Fayette storm, a little eruption, having scored only 26 in the entire game against Trinity the other night.
They have 17 already.
Inbound feed to LaRue. Lions look to the bench. Lamondi and now to Wright.
Now Peters is in a man-to-man defense. They started in a zone. Now they're back to the zone.
Ball near corner. Three ball in flight. Nothing but net from the corner for Haley Lamondi. Her second tray.
Couldn't buy a basket the other night, but not so much this night afternoon.
2.5 to play. First quarter, 20-6. South Fayette with the lead. Reach in by Wright. McCullough picks it up. Finds Morey out the side of the lane. Takes it. Misses the shot out front. And a rebound comes down to Juliet LaRue. Right across the timeline quickly. Everything she does is quick. Nice, beautiful bounce pass through traffic to LaRue for the deuce.
She really is quick, Bob. So fast. Sometimes too fast.
16-point South Fayette lead. 6 minutes into the game. Sofko dribbles it off the back of her own foot. Sees it at midcourt. Morial comes out to help. Morial gets by Rumberger. Pulls up from 10, won't go. Can't get the rebound because Lamondi has two hands on it. Right up the floor, ball stolen by Morial. Wright had no idea that Morial was there. Lay-in won't go for Morial. Rebound cleaned up again by Lamondi. 1:25 remaining in the quarter. Right between the circles, near side to Kenzie Rumberger. Into the paint, ball fumbled there by Vieira. Ball knocked loose. Right, 22-footer. Air ball. Caught underneath by the Lions. Missed there, and Radulovic gets that miss. Needs help. Able to get the ball to Welsh. She dribbled to save it. Oh, gonna get away with that one. And a timeout, Peters Township, their second of the quarter. 1:02 to play in the first. South Fayette 22, Peters Township 6 on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Welcome back to Keystone Oaks. ...22-6 South Fayette with the lead. Peters Township has had to use two timeouts and they barely get the ball in here ahead of a 5 second count.
Yeah, you think they're ready to play today, South Fayette?
Welsh looking for Sofko. Catch in traffic and put the shot up and in.
Well, she's been effective. Nice little back cut by Alina Sofko.
22-8 to score. Pass across, gets through to Lamondi, takes it into the paint, spinorama back the other way, spin it. English can't get that one to go. Kylie Rumberger on the floor, and now a travel out on the wing by the freshman Kenzie Rumberger.
Well, she had a nice little shot fake there, but drugged a back pivot foot on that.
Substitution, Juliet LaRue will check back in. Breather here for Ella Vieira. Well, apparently we're getting audio on somewhere, and we appreciate that. I'm not sure where. I know we're on NFHS and have been from the get-go, but issues here at the Keystone Oaks. Three ball, Morey Howe off the window won't go. Put back for Radulovic. Misses that, and a rebound grab for Layla Wright. 10 seconds remaining in the quarter. Straight on look. Rumberger pulls it down. Back to Lamondi. Long three. Rattles out. Rebound tipped, and the quarter comes to an end. South Fayette 22. Peters Township 8 after 1 second quarter on the WJPA Sports Network. When we come right back.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458729.
22-8 South Fayette with the lead. I think it should be Peters Township basketball here. Lions presented for the throw-in, but there was not a held ball in that opening quarter, and South Fayette controlled the tip. So, indeed, that's where we're going to go. Peters ball to start.
South Fayette's playing high octane here this afternoon, Bob. I mean, they are just running it down the floor, guarding like crazy.
McCullough started toward the lane, then backed it up, then looked at a three, didn't take that. Bounce pass to Sopko over the shoulder, into traffic, tough pass play there. Caitlin Malloy on the floor, but McCullough saved that loose ball. McCullough drive to the hoop, hit the backboard on the bottom on the way up. Second time she's hit that today. Yeah.
She got to the rim, but just didn't get a shot off.
Right, into the paint, easy jumper. LaRue has 10. Couple things about this matchup today. Of course, what happened in the Trinity game for South Fayette being held to 26 points and having to scrap the entire way, and the fact that this Peters Township squad stopped South Fayette from a four-peat.
That's correct.
And this is the first time they met. Blocking foul called. Free throws coming for the Indians on that foul on Ella Vieira. Her second free throws when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Jordan Welsh at the free throw line hits one of two. 24-19 South Fayette by 15. LaRue to the elbow to Rumberger. Pass out to the midcourt, tipped into the backcourt. It'll be tracked down there by Layla Wright. Good defensive work by Sopko. Feet into the paint, denied again. Loose ball battle for, and going to be ruled Peters Township basketball.
A little break, I thought, on that one. It was close.
No idea.
I thought the South Fayette defender hit it.
6:40 to play, opening half, 24-9. And again, our apologies, those of you were tuning in to listen audio-wise to begin with. McCullough looks for the back cut, finds Welsh, and goes to the far side and scores.
Yeah, that was a heck of a pass, but a better finish.
24-11, three ball, hard off the iron by Lamondi. Rebound cleared by Welsh. And Morial will bring it up the floor for Peters Township. Man-to-man, South Fayette defense. Morial to the corner. Welsh drives, pulls up, and scores again.
Bob, I said it earlier. I like the way Peters Township's attacking now. They're playing so tight and aggressively that opens up driving opportunities if you space the floor.
Ball comes to the freshman, Rumberger, near side. Looks entry pass. That one saved. Nice feet across the lane for the lay-in for Kylie Rumberger, junior. 26-13, South Fayette, plus 13. Lob into the corner. McCullough, dribble drive, spins. Trying to work her way to put up a shot. Now going to step through. Finds the cutter, Morial, saves it at the baseline, and then threw it away to the elder Rumberger. Layla Wright pushed the floor, steps into the lane, and scores.
Beautiful move by Layla Wright.
Long pass ahead, Morial saves that, bring it out to Welsh. Sopko takes it. Had a little trouble with that dribble, put a shot off the window, too strong, and a rebound rolls down the back of Kenzie Rumberger and out of bounds. Peters Township ball at the baseline. Just under 5 minutes to play in our first half. Inbound right at the far side of the lane, but right too well covered, covering Morial. Now Morial with the freehand shove off. Going to get a 5 second closely guarded call. If you pick up your dribble, you get another 4 seconds. Just got to be aware that somebody's been in your personal space for going on 5 seconds.
Yeah, and Layla Wright is that person right now. She is on Bree Morial like, wow.
Vieira and Oldaker check back in, and the Rumbergers will sit.
How about that? The sister Rumbergers. Fantastic.
Right at the top of the key, got a screen high from Lamondi. Feed down low, bucket for LaRue.
And they scored how many points in the previous game?
26.
Okay, just checking.
30 already with still 20 minutes to play in this game.
Wake-up call. That was a wake-up call. Boy, did you wake up a sleeping giant today.
Rumberger and LaRue, or Rumbergers come in, and Vieira and Oldaker, the two with two fouls, go out on the defensive set.
To have that kind of depth.
And a steal. Rumberger throws it across the paint, trying to save it for Wright, but she stepped out of bounds trying to save it. 30-13, South Fayette with the lead. Patiently up the floor. As patiently as you can with the defender all over you. Ball to Jordan Welsh at the low block. Feed it around to Mel and now out to McCullough. Nice reach in by Kenzie Rumberger. Drive to the hoop. Shot off the window won't go. And McCullough turns and asks Stacy Skirbitz, where's a foul?
Yeah, I thought she could have had a foul call on that one.
And the ball last touched by the Indians at midcourt. And so now the offense for defense substitutions. Vieira and Oldaker. And not that they can't play defense. This is just protect the foul.
Exactly. You know, McCullough's gotten to the rim three times, but she's thrown the shot up and hasn't given it a chance.
Lamondi finds a cutter into the paint. Shot won't go for Vieira, but a foul on Jordan Welsh. Couple of free throws coming. 3:42 to play first half. 30-13 South Fayette back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills, so she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
Ella Vieira at the free throw line hit the first but missed the second and knew she had and got across the free throw line before the shot hit, and that's a violation. So the Indians get the ball inbounds and up the floor with 3.5 minutes to play. McCullough catch and shoot a three, hit it.
That was a deep three. That was not your toe the line three.
Rumberger and Rumberger. Now to the near side, LaRue between the circles to right. Get it ball inside. LaRue kick it back out. Kenzie Rumberger's cross-court pass gets through somehow. Lamondi, nice dish to Kylie Rumberger for the two.
Boy, they do such a nice job with their interior passing. Excellent.
McCullough gets out of backcourt. Layla Wright right with her. Sopko goes to the hoop, basket and a foul. Going to get a shot.
Tell you what, Bob, Peters Township, there's no quit here. I mean, these kids are playing extremely hard. They're still in this game.
Second foul of the quarter.
They haven't put it up yet. I'm not sure who it was.
And looks like it's going to be on Kenzie Rumberger, her first. Free throw for Sopko, well wide of the mark. And a rebound grab by LaRue. Quickly ahead to right. Lamondi lets traffic clear, and then Labonte's going to throw that ball all the way down the other end of the floor in a backcourt violation. It'll be Peter's ball on an out-of-bounds play, actually.
You know, in watching South Fayette for the first time this year, here's what I'm seeing. They are so quick, and they do everything at high level. Sometimes they're just a little too fast on offense, Bob, you know, anticipating moves and passes, and they make mistakes every now and then.
Rumberger's in. The Fowlers are out. That is Oldacre and Vieira. Interesting move there by Brian Bennett this early on with this kind of lead, but I guess maybe that kind of lead gives you the opportunity to do that. Shot will not go for Sopko. The tip for Welsh won't go either. Ball ahead. Kylie Rumberger catches a tip pass back by Lamonti. Spinnerama right to the hoop.
My goodness, Layla Wright.
Did a full 360 and scored.
When she jumps, she has hops.
35-18. Sopko going to put it off the window. That won't go. Sopko guilty of a foul trying to follow. That will be her second foul. And two on Peters Township in the quarter.
Sopko's done a really good job. She's gotten to the rim, Bob. She had two shots there in each possession where she could have made them. Good looks.
Two senior starters for Peters, Morial and Sopko. Not wanting their defense of their WPIL title from a year ago to end here this afternoon, but a mammoth task ahead of them now, down 17. Jumper in the lane. Vieira rattles it in and out, and McCullough rebounds the miss. McCullough just a sophomore. Welsh a sophomore. Mel a junior. Good things ahead for Peters Township as well.
Yeah, a lot of talent on the floor, and they're underclassmen.
Sopko fights out of a tie-up, throws it to the corner. It'll be Welsh there, the safety valve that time. Cross-court pass gets through to Morial. Catch and drive, feed to Sopko. She can't save it at the baseline. 1:12 to play in the half, 35-18 in favor of South Fayette.
That time Morial should have just taken the shot or used her shot fake rather than try to force that pass across the lane.
One thing the Indians always do is look for a three.
Oh, they like to shoot them.
Lob down low, too tall for LaRue and out of bounds.
Yeah, that was an impossible pass to handle. As well as they have passed the ball, that was a tough one. Lamonde tried to get the back cutter.
Rumberger's in. Vieira and Oedeker out. Peters Township gets the ball inbounds, and Kenzie Rumberger going to have the task of guarding Sopko. Trying to shake free, just get it across the timeline, behind the back. Spinnerama, get the ball back in the right hand, and now the pass to the near side to Mel. Pulls up outside the lane, looks for a cutter. Sopko's little floater, pulls it short. Rebound tipped by Kylie Rumberger and Layla Wright up the floor. 30 seconds to play, and the Lions look like they're going to work for one.
Well, that's a smart move.
Up 17 at the moment, 20 seconds to play in the half. Wright on the dribble. Closely guarded count from with Mel stepping out, so pass off of that. And Wright gets it back. Lamondi for three, off the rim, too strong. Rebound Welsh, and that'll end the half. South Fayette 35, Peters Township 18. Recap when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that drives your business, one that's with you for the long haul, and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey your business is on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com dreamfields.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. In Washington, we are a community that grows together. WNJ students, faculty, and neighbors share ideas, support local initiatives, and help strengthen the region we're all proud to be part of. From service projects to local partnerships, we're committed to being good neighbors and active contributors. Because when one of us thrives, we all do. WNJ in Washington, moving forward together.
Six different players have scored for South Fayette, and five of them have more than just a single foul shot. I have a dozen points for Juliet LaRue, eight more for Layla Wright, seven for Haley Lamondi, four for Kylie Rumberger off the bench. Ryan Oldaker has three before getting in first quarter foul trouble. Ella Vieira just a single point, also with two fouls at the first half. Lions three of six unofficially at the free throw line. On the other side, only three players have scored. Eight for Alina Sopko, seven for Jordan Welsh, and the sophomore Taylor McCullough with a three ball. Peters Township three of seven at the line.
Well, you can see what defensively South Fayette wants to do, Bob. Moriel has not even scored a point, and they've held Taylor McCullough to the one long three that she made. So their idea was, we're going to take those two, make them work extremely hard for points, and we'll handle the others as we go. But their offense, they're such high-octane offensive players. That's why they do make mistakes every now and then. But I am so impressed with what they're able to do with the basketball on a half-court set. And they look to push the ball down, too. What a luxury to have the two Rumberger girls come in when you have two of your best players in foul trouble.
South Fayette 22-8, opening quarter scoring. Then in the second period, the Lions outscored the Indians by a 13-10 count. Have the 35-18 margin in the locker room at the half. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation here on NFHS.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more game, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team wherever you want, 24/7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to four games at once so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
In our 2A girls game last night, we had 16 held balls.
I know.
We haven't had one yet today. I think that speaks more about the ability to handle the ball than it does about the defense.
Absolutely. You're talking about some really high-level skilled kids here on both sides. Peters Township has good players, but this South Fayette team, I'm still trying to wrap my head around 26 points. They have 35 at the half. And they are playing with such intensity at both ends of the floor. I'm just blown away by their activity here, both offensively and defensively.
WPIL 5A Girls Championship, Thomas Jefferson, Penn Trafford winner. against the South Fayette Peters Township winner. That the game will be at the Peterson Event Center on the campus of University of Pittsburgh Friday night at 7 o'clock. This game and a broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL and the NFHS Network. Our broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2026. South Fayette 35, Peters Township 18 at the half. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills, so she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
Both teams back on the floor here at the half, 35-18, South Fayette with the lead. Tom, last night when we were at South Fayette for the Chartiers Houston and Aloquippa girls game, I had a chance to chat with Brian Bennett, and, he looked almost despondent about what had happened in the Trinity game and was afraid that the weave offense or slowdown tactics that Trinity used would become more widespread. We didn't see it today, but I guess that's still a concern. But when you're as talented, you can't go for two for 17, though,
no.
When you face that kind of slowdown tactic.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up, because when I talked to Brian last night, he was despondent. And I said, did you win? I said, just think how badly you would have felt had you lost that game. Yeah, you're right, Coach. Honestly, it gave him some things to coach. Everybody's been telling these kids, hey, you're Division I scholarship kids, you're great, you're going to go right to this. No, nothing is a given. You know that, and I know that. Now they have to work. And boy, are they answered the bell.
There's a line along that train of thought in Top Gun Maverick when they're at their training for the second mission that they had to go on, the admiral, the base admiral, or the flight admiral says, what are you talking about? These are the best of the best. And Maverick says, and they've been told that their entire lives.
Exactly. Exactly. And sometimes things get difficult.
South Fayette will start with the basketball. Indians get in position defensively, and referee Karen McCleary hands the ball on the bounce. And the Lions set up. Looks like man-to-man defense for the Indians to start. 5'11 senior Ryan Oldicker deals right side, then cuts in, catch, and score.
Wow. So easy.
Fed that ball out on the perimeter, and then dove for the basket, got that pass, and buried it. Madden Mel for three, and he answers an air ball, but Sopko catches it on the hop far side. Launches to the corner to McCullough, catch and shoot, another air ball. Sopko there, Johnny on the spot once again. Dishes it over his shoulder and threw it away. Just tried to make something happen that wasn't there. Oedeker, pass across. Lamondi had to dish it out from behind. And the Lions will set up. 37-18. Ball goes right side to Ella Vieira. Lamondi cross court. Goes all the way across. Right catch. Dish it back. Oedeker missed that deuce, and the Indians knocked the pass ahead. Going to the opposite side, Morial can't get it to go. Went up with the right hand and hit the iron on the way up right. Lamondi, left corner, three, good. Haley Lamondi with her third triple of the game. 40-18, South Fayette. Floater high off the window, won't go for McCullough. And a rebound cleared by Ella Vieira.
You can see the frustration on McCullough's face. Her last shot never had her feet set. That one high off the glass, a little too strong. An exasperation on her face. She's just had a tough night. They're keying on her.
6:10 to play, right on the bounce. Shot rolls off the rim for LaRue. Rebounded for by Oedeker and put back in.
Boy, is it nice to have talent, huh?
9-point run carrying over from first half to now. South Fayette up 42-18. Sopko tried to find the cutter. Morey out, taken away. Wright goes to the hoop, scores at the other end. Peters Township timeout. 5:42 to play in the third. South Fayette plus 26, teetering on the running clock here in the WPIL semifinals. Back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
You deserve a bank that brings fresh ideas to your business. One that can see you're a cut above and knows you like you know your customers. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on preparing personalized solutions, ones that cater to the unique needs of your business. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
You know, we've talked a couple of times about no quit. We saw Peters Township in a game where they didn't score for about 11 or 12 minutes, and they came back to win the game, a game they had to win to even get into the playoffs. But I got to tell you, they just came out of the hustle and shoulders rolled down and heads, you know, eyes downcast. But now the ball in hand, trying to shake it, get something going. McCullough takes a bump trying to split through and almost ends up on top of the photographers.
Smiled. Good kids. Good kids, both sides, Bob. They play hard. You're right. It's they were down. Their shoulders were slumped. But they won't quit. They'll continue to play hard. I know that much.
Ella Vieira called for her third foul, so she will check out right away. Sopko can't get the ball in bounds and uses the fourth timeout. 5:22 to play in the third. 44-18, South Fayette with the lead, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. For generations, W&J has lived right in the heart of Washington, learning alongside our neighbors, lending a hand, and building traditions that connect us. We are committed to being present, supportive, and engaged in the community we're proud to call home. We celebrate our shared history, and we look forward to building the future together. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
After the timeout, the Indians do get the ball inbound, so that wasn't easy either, and that's a tribute to the South Fayette defense. Floater off the window, the iron, the window again, and it drops home for Jordan Welsh.
Boy, they needed a bucket in the worst way.
44-20, coming up on 5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. A little give and go to Kenzie Rumberger. Back to Oedeker, basket and a foul.
Jeez, they're like surgeons. Ticking on all cylinders today, Bob. I mean, that game against Trinity, that's way in the past.
Charged the foul on Mara Radulovic. First foul of the second half on Peters Township. Oedeker at the free throw line hits it. She's got 10 in the game. 47-20, and again, I mentioned this earlier, teetering on that running clock. That's just what South Fayette does. Back cut to Morial, pass off the mark, and out of bounds. I want to go back to the throw-in situation. You're already in trouble. You've used three timeouts already. Do you use the fourth one?
I think you do. I mean, you're going to have – why not? I mean, what are you saving them for at that point? I mean, they're down so many points. I don't think that's a bad call.
Layla Wright to the low block, ball around the perimeter, up top, LaRue, elbow, dish down low to Wright, catch, missed the shot, just missed the bunny.
I don't think she expected the pass, Bob.
Well, I think LaRue was set up there at the elbow to get it to go, and now Jordan Welsh misses a bunny as well. Rebound, Rumberger, crossover, tried to throw it to Wright and threw it out of bounds.
Penetrated too far. When you get in that far, you might as well shoot the basketball.
Kylie Rumberger will check in. Also, Ella Vieira in and checking out is Kenzie Rumberger and Ryan Oedeker. Indians trying to get the ball in, got to throw it, and they do indeed. McCullough sprinting back. She was set up in the front court and came all the way back to get the inbound play. McCullough in the midcourt on the dribble at the volleyball 10-foot line. Three ball in flight off the rim short. Rebound cleared by Vieira for South Fayette. Three ball here would trigger the running clock. Three ball in flight for LaRue won't go. And the rebound going to go out of bounds. Screen there set by Sopko to keep the Lions from getting it.
You know, McCullough's last three. Those are tough to make, Bob, when you're dribble, 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 and you shoot a three. That's NBA stuff, and I don't know, just difficult shots. They've made her life hard here this afternoon.
Sopko gets it across the timeline. Oedeker trying to keep her cut off. Well, what hard work she does on defense, even in warm-up.
I know.
Saw some of those drills that she was working. Welsh, floater at the line, another soft touch, window, iron, window, and in.
I think Welsh has played an outstanding game. Considering she's worked very hard.
Indians buying themselves a little longer life. Oedeker took it out, brings it back, missed the layup. LaRue's putback won't go. She's fouled and will shoot a couple. 3:03 to play in the third. 47-22 South Fayette back on the WJPA Sports Network.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small town charm meets wide open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Foul on Alina Sopko. Two free throw makes for Juliet LaRue. 49-22 the margin now. Near side, LaMondi. The ball off to Kenzie Rumberger, and she loses the ball out of bounds. 2:45 to play. Third quarter, 49-22, South Fayette. Trying to go wire to wire.
Well, I don't think there's an issue about who's going to win this game, but I think it's the margin of victory at this point.
Morial, who has really not been a significant player on offense this afternoon at all.
No, and that surprises me. She just hasn't had any quality looks.
Welsh guarded by Oldicker. Given off to McCullough, and Wright has her. There are no weak spots to the hoop. McCullough's shot partially blocked. Oldicker lob it ahead to Kenzie Rumberger. Goes in for the lay-in, misses that, and a rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Haley Lamondi.
Yeah, she had a clean look, just missed it.
Vieira's going to check back in. Kenzie Rumberger goes out, and the Lions matching up full court.
Bob, when you see a team that has to do everything off the dribble, that's the team that's going to struggle offensively. And look at that turnover.
Inbound pass from Welsh to Morial. She fumbled it, and coming back in without getting her feet down to grab it was Welsh. And you are where your feet last were, and she was last out of bounds. 2:07 to play, third quarter. Timeout, South Bay at 49-22. Back on WJPA in just a moment.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
2:07 to play third quarter. If you're Brian Bennett, what do you call the timeout for?
Just to settle them down. I thought they threw a couple careless passes, missed a couple of easy shots, just to get them back refocused.
Wright saves a pass a little too high. Juliet LaRue, ball fake, dribble drive, high off the window and in.
Boy, she used that left hand, Bob. That was a heck of a move.
29-point lead now for the Lions. And some might say, why do you press? And you press because you want to shorten this game.
Absolutely. Plus, you got to get your kids refocused from that disaster the other night. This is one way you do it.
McCullough on the dribble, guarded by LaRue. Switch off there, and they get right back on McCullough defensively. Screen set by Welsh. Ball goes to the left side to Sopko. Cross-court pass over the top of Bree Morial and out of bounds.
You know, they really don't have to press. Their half-court man-to-man is very solid, Bob. They do a great job switching in the path of the offensive player. They make your life miserable on offense.
Any score on this trip for South Fayette will trigger a running clock the rest of the way, except for official stoppages. Ryan Oldicker to the hoop, misses it, laid it off the rim. Long rebound comes out to McCullough. She has trouble almost put that off of Stacy Skirbit. Sopko tried to force it across. That pass blocked and controlled now by Wright. Wright, dish it. Pass intended for Lamondi got tipped. Wright has an opening right down the lane.
Well, they sometimes overpass, and they overpenetrate, Bob. She was halfway down the lane trying to throw the pass into the player 3 feet from her. Tough pass to make.
Bree Morial will take the inbound. 50 seconds to play, third quarter. Working away up the floor, across the timeline, guarded by Oldicker. Vieira now on Welsh. Help arrives in from the freshman, Kenzie Rumberger. Dish off, Euro step into the paint, and a pass picked off. Jayla Kendall threw it away. LaRue dragged the foot and get the bucket. And we are now into Mercy Rule, 31-point lead with 20 seconds to play here in the third. 53-22, South Fayette. Twice as many points through three quarters today as they scored in their quarterfinal. Turnaround shot by Welsh at the elbow won't go. Rebound Lions. Nice pass across. Kenzie Rumberger on the feed from Oldaker for the two. Final seconds of the quarter. 55-22 South Fayette. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Already leading 35-18 at the break, South Fayette outscores Peters Township 20-4 in the third quarter. Game in hand.
They're like a machine, and they're operating on all cylinders here today. I guess Coach Bennett can relax a little bit now.
He won't.
No, he won't. That's what coaches do.
You got Penn Trafford and TJ on the other side.
That's right. You've got to be focused.
6 days to figure that all out.
Oops.
McCullough fumble. Somehow or other, Kendall ended up with the ball. Give it off to Welsh, and a three-pointer good.
Jordan Welsh is really, in spite of the score, I've been impressed with her performance here this afternoon, Bob.
Kendall grabbed that. That pass was intended for Welsh. Would have been a little more open three-pointer, but Kendall got it and got it on out to the corner. Weave offense worked by the Lions here. Lamondi drives, steps into the paint. Her shot won't go, partially blocked underneath. And possession stays with the South Fayette on the out-of-bounds play. Rumberger to Lamondi, the handoff to Rumberger. Crossover, trying to get through a double team. Ball knocked loose, and Johnny on the spot. Layla Wright, free throw line. Bring it back out to the elder Rumberger. And now out to the midcourt. Ella Vieira will set this up. Push off there against Kendall. Spinorama took a couple of steps. That won't go. Kylie Rumberger rebounds it. She'll dribble it out of there. Ball to Wright. 6:45 to play, fourth quarter. 55-22 the count. I'm sorry, 55-25. Even if the Lions get the score, or the Indians get the score back under 30, the clock will continue to run. Wright draws traffic, looks away, bounce pass to Kenzie Rumberger for the lay-in.
How about the way she set that up? Beautiful move, Layla Wright.
McCullough gets across the line with the chase by Wright. McCullough pulls up short on the shot.
Yeah, so frustrated. I feel for her today because you know that South Fayette said we're not making it easy on her today, and it's been a tough day. But she's a really good player. Don't hang your head, young lady.
Sopko and Mel check back in. Caitlin Malloy on the floor as well. Mel did not. Sopko and Malloy in. Kylie Rumberger kicked to the right corner to Kenzie. Back inside to Oldaker. Got behind the defense and scores. And we talked about Brian Bennett has 6 days to get ready for TJ or Penn Trafford. Well, whoever wins that game's only got 6 days to get ready for this show.
Yeah, good luck with that. I mean, I'm sorry, but I just don't see anyone beating them.
Pass over the top, tipped out of bounds by the Indians, so South Fayette ball. And this key is going to come with about 5:10 to play. Good job there positionally by Malloy to deny that for an easy lay-in on the inbound play, but South Fayette still keeps the ball.
Yeah, maintain the possession, but you're right about that.
Rumberger looks right, drives left, off the rim, won't go. Rebound tipped out, and it's grabbed by Welsh. Back pressure, doesn't see it coming. Ball ends up in the hands of Sopko. Her step back won't go. LaRue kept it alive. Sopko on the hop, grabs it in the corner. keeps the dribble, try to feed it across. Morey out to the free throw line, out to Welsh for three. Well, short air ball and caught there by Kenzie Rumberger on the bounce. Lob ahead, gets through. Back out to Rumberger, down the left side. Shot off the window, won't go. Rebound kept alive. It's Kylie Rumberger. Gives it off to LaRue, score it.
Jeez, how many weapons.
Well, you can't have four cracks at the basket with this offense.
No, absolutely not. They're going to get you in one of them.
61-25, Sofco dishes to the baseline to Malloy. Tried to go across the lane low, but picked off there by Haley Lamondi.
They do a great job dropping off in that help to deny that cross pass. Look
Lamondi
at this one.
Gets an opening on the right side, goes in and scores. Timeout, South Fayette. 3:47 to play in the ball game. 63-25 Lions back on the WJPA Sports Network, CNX Foundation.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills, so she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
Substitutions coming for South Fayette. That last bucket, by the way, Haley Lamondi, I have her with a dozen.
That's correct.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, she just drove right down the lane. There was no one there to defend.
Madden Mel on the dribble, trying to get an opening, cut off by Kylie Rumberger. Clock running now with the ball back in play. Hand off to Jordan Welsh, got around a defender. Jordan Welsh scores. She has 16.
Yeah, Coach Bennett has gone to his bench and put in three new players. And Peters Township has done the same.
On the dribble, it's Kenzie Rumberger. Cross court, three ball in flight. Peyton Galish can't get that to go. And a rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touched inside by Mel.
Peyton Galish, only a freshman.
M. Schanefeld checks in, her first action this afternoon. The lob inbound to Haley Solomon. Ball knocked away up top, taken away from Galish, but she goes back to get it, knocked into the backcourt. Kylie Rumberger on the dribble, off to Kenzie Rumberger, get it into the free throw circle, keep the dribble alive, looking for a cutter, and Madden Mel denies that pass. Good defense there by Maddie Ross up top against Kenzie Rumberger to force that play not to work so smoothly. Yep. And then good defense down low to block it.
Pressure the basket.
Mel takes a bump on the floor and a foul going to be called. I believe Haley Solomon going to get tagged with this one. It is. First foul on either team in the fourth quarter. A couple of more substitutions as the Rumbergers go out. And it looks like Liz Porter and Ava Quinn, a freshman and a sophomore, check in. 2 minutes to play in the game. Clock running at this 63-27 count. Into the paint goes Kendall. Little dump underneath to Schanefeld. She can't get the shot to go. Schanefeld tries to follow to get the rebound and is guilty of a foul. Get you in the agate type. You have a foul.
You're on the book. Well, at this point, I think you don't want to foul. You want to just try to move on, get ready for your state games.
Ball out onto the right wing. Porter looking for a cutter. Solomon, her shot won't go, and a foul going to be called. And so Haley Solomon will get a chance to shoot a couple of free throws. A minute and about 5 seconds remaining. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is.
go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
First shot missed. Second shot rebounded twice by Liz Porter. She'll get the second putback attempt to go. 50 seconds to play in the game. 66-27, South Fayette leads. And now Brian Bennett all the way down the bench.
Every player has seen some action.
Indians get the ball inbounds, catch and shoot. Shanna felt three, won't go. Long rebound over near the scores table. Amy Fralick tracks it down. She'll go to the hoop but fumble the ball on the way in. And 25 seconds to play. One more South Fayette possession likely will make this one a final and send the Lions back to the WPIL championship game and end the championship reign of Peters Township. Cut underneath, catch and shoot, won't go. Another opportunity, second, third opportunities. Ball tipped around and the buzzer is going to sound and end the ball game. South Fayette jumped out 8-0 and 15-2, and the Lions never looked back. We'll recap it for you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation here on NFHS.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Big Ten Plus. Get 3 months of Big Ten Plus for only $4.99 per month. Scan the QR code or go to BigTenPlus.com and enter NFHS when selecting a monthly pass at checkout.
Welcome back to Keystone Oaks. The defending state champions avenge the loss in last year's WPIO final. And, lots of people use that line. You don't get the title now because you won today and they won last time. But South Fayette was stopped from a four-peat last year, and now they're going back to the peat.
I think they sent a message out today to the two remaining teams. We're here. We're not having any more hiccups, and we're here to play.
Thomas Jefferson leading Penn Trafford by about a dozen at the end of three quarters. So 1-2 coming up possibly next Friday night.
I sort of thought that might happen in that bracket.
Four players in double digits for South Fayette. LaRue with 20, Oldeker 12, Lamondi 12, and Layla Wright with 10. South Fayette 7 of 11 at the stripe. On the other side, Jordan West with 16 points on the afternoon. Do want to give kudos to Alina Sopko, who battled in that first half, had all eight of her points in that first half to try to keep Peters Township in the game, but just way too many things happening today for South Fayette to be knocked off. They were not going to have it.
Not going to happen. Bree Muriel went scoreless today. They keyed on her all day. Taylor McCullough made her life difficult. I would tell both of those two young ladies, heads high. You're great basketball players. One game does not define you. South Fayette was on a mission because they didn't play well in their last game, and they came out and played as well as they possibly could. And unfortunately, Peters Township had to be the the team they faced. So
South Fayette 22-8 in the opening quarter, 13-10 in the second. The Lions led 35-18 at the break. 20-4 margin for the defending state champions in the third, and 11-5 with a running clock in that fourth quarter. And South Fayette gets the 66-27 win. We'll take a look at our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Printscape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And now I'll start to talk like I'm supposed to after the CCBC commercial. I'm going to go to one of the spark plugs of this blowout early on, and that is Haley Lamondi. Couple of trays in that opening quarter, and that really ignited the bench. It ignited the crowd, and the South Fayette Lions rolled from that point on to win the game. Haley Lamondi, our Washington County College Center CCBC player of the game.
Good choice, Bob. Any one of those players could have been selected. You know, one of the things, when you have this much talent, they could score pretty much. Anyone could get a shot anytime they want. But they do such a nice job in team basketball. They are a force, and they're going to go a long way.
And four players in double digits this afternoon, and on to the WPIL championship game on Friday. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By Visit Greene. Greene County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreene.org. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By Washington and Jefferson College, W&J and Washington moving forward together. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. And by Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. Our coverage also brought to you by Nancy Russell McKenna, Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon, a neighbor helping neighbors. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Thanks to head coaches Brian Bennett and Steve Lemberriou, to host athletic director Mark Elphinstone and his crew here at Keystone Oaks. For my partner, Tom Drakely, floor director Eric Bennett, Chris Fox, and Grady Peterson on camera, thanks for being with us here on Pennsylvania's Radio Sports Leader. In the WPIL 5A Girls Semifinals at Keystone Oaks, your final score, South Fayette 66, Peters Township 27. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.